Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. I wasn't intending to do a series on the I Am statements, but I'm about to hit the next one from the Gospel of John. Last week we talked about bread. Today we're going to talk about Jesus claiming to be the light of the world, which was a radical claim, as we will see. This is going to be a longer one because I want to read basically the whole section here from John 8 and kind of just give some thoughts on it, and then we'll pray. John 8:12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered, "Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me." Now pay attention to this word Father. It's going to show up a lot. Verse 19, "They said to him, therefore, 'Where is your Father?' Jesus answered, 'You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also.'" This is quite a claim to make against the religious leaders of the day. 20, "These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. So he said to them again, 'I'm going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come.' So the Jews said, 'Will he kill himself? Since he says, where I'm going, you cannot come.' He said to them, 'You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins.' So they said to him, 'Who are you?'" A reasonable question. Jesus said to them, "Just what I've been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him." They did not understand he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." And as he was saying these things, many believed in him. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you can say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have heard from your father." Uh-oh. Verse 39, they answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. That's not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did." Uh-oh. They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God." They're confused about what he's saying. What are you talking about? We're Father Abraham. And they think he's saying they have an illegitimate father. We're not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God. Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." Jesus in this passage claims to be the light of the world. This is an important theme in the Gospel of John and in John's other writings. It shows up in 1 John very prevalently, that into the world came the light of the world. And John says earlier in the book that men love darkness because their deeds were evil. And that's essentially what Jesus is unpacking here, as he is talking to the ethnic Jewish people that have inherited the Jewish faith, but are not true believers in God. And why? He says they don't know Abraham. They don't know God, because if they did know Abraham, if they did know God, they would recognize in Jesus the fulfillment of what they had talked about in the Old Testament. And he says there's a very particular reason that they can't understand what he's saying, that they can't get to the truth. Why do you not understand what I say? He asks in verse 43. It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. Like we talked about earlier, men love darkness because their deeds were evil. They did not want the light to come into the world. What happens if you're in a dark room or in a dark situation for a long time and suddenly a bright light shines in your face? It's painful. Your eyes have adjusted to the darkness. When the light comes, it feels like an attack. It feels like something bad, when really light is good. Light allows us to see. Jesus is the light of the world. And we want to walk in the light as he is the light. But very often, the light is painful. And so people will return to the darkness. And men often return to darkness because the light of truth and holiness and purity is painful to people who love evil deeds. It reminds us of Romans 1, Paul writing, saying that they have suppressed the truth. They did not want to know the truth because they wanted to continue on in the lifestyle of sin that they were committing. We want to walk in the light. Psalm 119:105, I'm sure we all learned in Sunday school, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We want to walk in wisdom. We want to walk in truth. And God offers this to us. But there might still be areas for us, let's say for those who are in Christ, those who are walking in the light, there might still be areas in our life that we are not quite ready to hand over to God. That the prospect of letting God in, letting the light in to those situations feels painful. Feels like it would hurt. Feels like it would be too much for us to handle. But we can trust that because God is light, because God is truth, he is the bread of life, that what he offers us is always good. Though for a period of time it might feel painful, we can trust that the light will lead us to freedom. As it says earlier, for if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And so we want to walk in light and freedom, not in darkness and captivity to sin. So Lord, we thank you for being the light of the world. And though it may be painful, we ask you to shine the light of your truth into our lives and help us to continue to grow in our knowledge of who you are and who you have made us to be for your glory and our good. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.